we're putting this energy report before, or energy update before Tim Ward in July. And I think we're being very honest with Tim Ward and with the public that targets that were given to the government around energy, electricity decarbonisation in particular, you know, are now seriously in doubt. And
because you were supposed to have something like 30 megawatts of generation capacity in place effectively before the next election, and that's just not going to happen, is it?
Well, that's absolutely not going to happen. I think the realities of that now are pretty clear. I mean, the process around planning, the legitimate process that interested parties want to go through, of course, and, you know, the legal process, the lawful process that the MUA need to go through in terms of, you know, delivering this is clearly taking much longer. And of course, the brutal truth is, you know, there are much other greater technicalities also behind the scenes, even if this does get approved. Transporting infrastructure across to the Isle of Man is an issue, and not least getting in the order queue to get this these infrastructure, the turbines manufactured, is also another critical matter that is not always, you know, as simple as it might seem, given a lot of competing demands. And of course, you know, when we're talking about energy from an Isle of Man perspective, you've also got quite a change of emphasis going on around us. Yes, on one hand, people pushing forward with renewable energy, and on the other hand, you know, drill baby drill, new president of the United States, who's somewhat set a different tone from that respect. Countries like New Zealand, for example, reopening up access to oil and gas. The UK, it seems, changing its mind slightly about what's happening in, you know, the North Sea. I think we need to cut through that and retain a sense of pragmatism from an Isle of Man perspective. I think we need to be now realistic with ourselves that gas will remain a transition fuel for us from far longer than some people would have ideally wanted. We need to prepare for that. But we also, as a government, need to continue to find ways to realise the potential of renewable energy and add that to our capabilities for longer term security.